This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with I Commend Joy, Joined to the Living, Your Portion in Life, Wisdom Better Than Might, and A Little Folly. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Return to the Lord your God,
for he is gracious and merciful.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and healeth the soul of disaster.
Jesus said, if anyone would come after me,
let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Christ was wounded for our transgressions.
He was crushed for our
Jesus Christ according to Saint Matthew. When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples,
you know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.
Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said,
"Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people."
Now, when Jesus was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying,
"Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor."
But Jesus, aware of this, said to them,
"Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?"
And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying,
"Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
"Go into the city to a certain man and say to him,
'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'"
And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said,
"Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me."
And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another,
"Is it I, Lord?"
"He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born."
Judas, who would betray him, answered,
"Is it I, Rabbi?"
"You have said so."
Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said,
"Take, eat. This is my body."
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Amen.
Then Jesus said to them,
"You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee."
Peter answered him,
"Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away."
"Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times.
"Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you."
And all the disciples said the same. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
And taking with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them,
"My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me."
And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying,
"My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So, leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them,
"Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him."
And he came up to Jesus at once and said,
"Greetings, Rabbi."
And he kissed him. Jesus said to him,
"Friend, do what you came to do."
Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
"Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so?"
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds,
"Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day, I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples left him and fled.
Divided St. Matthew's Passion into thirds in order to cover just a little bit over the next few days. Jesus with his disciples, Jesus with the authorities, and then finally Jesus with the cross, which will leave us for a time without Jesus. Today, it's Jesus with his disciples. And when he had finished all these sayings, that is to say, when he had brought to completion, to their end, to the fulfillment, All five of the discourses in Matthew's Gospel, from the Sermon on the Mount to that eschatological judgment of the sheep and the goats, after all of this, he said to the disciples, "You know. You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. You know," he says. But they didn't know. They should have, to be sure. They should have known that the days were coming for the bridegroom to be taken away from them. They should have known that to be his disciple, one must pick up his cross and follow after Jesus. They should have known that the sign of Jonah includes the Son of Man resting in the earth 3 days and three nights. They should have known that tied to the confession of who Jesus is as the Christ is what he would do as the Christ. For from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. They should have known. But not just from Jesus' sometimes cryptic and not so cryptic sayings, they should have known from the scriptures. All of the scriptures, all of the Old Testament, whether you like it in Hebrew or in Greek, it doesn't matter. It is all preaching the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't read it and not plainly see that the Son of Man is to be handed over, delivered up, and crucified. This is the story of Israel. It's the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the story of Judah and Joseph, the story of Moses and Aaron, of the tabernacle and the temple. It's the story of the Exodus and the exile and the Passover and all of the sacrifices. It's the story of David and Solomon, of Psalms and Proverbs, of priest and prophet. And as we heard at the end of today's Passion portion, all of this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. They should have known. And if they didn't get it yet, then they should have known from the time that they spent with Jesus these last few days. As St. Matthew orders this portion of the Passion, he does so in a sort of chiastic structure. We begin with our Lord's Passion prediction, and we end with him being handed over to those with swords and clubs and the disciples fleeing. Then we see Jesus prepared for his burial by this anointing of the woman in Bethany who did for him a beautiful thing. And that's paired with Gethsemane, where his prayer prepares him to drink the cup of wrath to its end. And then tucked in, there's Judas with his 30 pieces of silver and Peter, vowing that he would rather die than deny the Christ, which was a noble but naive insistence. In the center of it all, we find the Passover and our Lord's institution of his Holy Supper. They should have known. They should have known that Jesus was going to be betrayed and delivered up to be crucified because everything pointed that way. "My time is at hand," he says. "One of you will betray me. You will all fall away on account of me this very night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." They should have known, but they didn't. They didn't get it. They ignored his first clear Passion prediction. They chastised the woman for wasting the myrrh rather than selling it for a great sum of money and giving it to the poor. It strikes me as odd that they offer no response at all when Jesus takes the bread and says, "This is my body." No response to the cup of his blood. And then they all fall asleep in the garden, and later cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, and in the end they flee. They didn't get it. They did not know that Jesus could at once call down 12 legions of angels to his defense. They didn't know that he must drink the cup and so fulfill the will of the Father. They do not know that it all, from beginning to end, fulfills the scriptures and the will of God and their own salvation. But you know, Jesus says. Perhaps he's talking to you. Maybe he's reaching out of his gospel to you. To you who meditate on our Lord's passion this week. Maybe he frames the entire thing around the supper so that you would know, like those Emmaus disciples, that this Jesus is who he says he is, and know it by the breaking of the bread. Maybe he spends his time with his disciples and with us, teaching us of his death again and again and again, that we might know and that we might believe and that we might pick up our cross and follow after him. You know. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
From the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, we poor sinners implore you, govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all the pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit. Those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need. To direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, Lord
Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to
the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Let us
enter not into judgment with your servant. Enter not into judgment with your servant. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers, and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.